But first, let's check in now with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment in which we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. This weekend, Elvia Diaz wrote a column with the headline, "Is Michael Bloomberg Buying the Democratic Nomination?" And it brought up an issue that lots of people, both Democrats and non-Democrats, have been talking about: the former New York City mayor's personal wealth and the amount of that wealth that he's spending on his campaign. Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic, joins me for his weekly appearance to talk about this. And Phil, it seems like Diaz is making the argument that Bloomberg kind of is trying to buy the nomination.
Well, he's trying. He's trying to buy it. The man has a net worth of $60 billion, and he's spent about $350 million so far on this race. He got in late. When we quizzed one of his surrogates about it, it was that, you know, he thought there were other moderate candidates who could carry the flag. And when they seemed to flag and veil, he started to get more involved so that there was a more moderate choice within this election. So.
Well, this has obviously been a very big issue in this race so far. He hasn't even been on the ballot yet in any of the states that have voted. You had a visit from one of his campaign advisors, Antonio Villaraigosa, former mayor of Los Angeles. How is the campaign handling this question about Bloomberg's personal wealth?
Well, I mean, their argument is that he brings something much more important, and that is competence, that he was the mayor of New York, that he built a global business that was incredibly successful and thus the net worth. And so, you know, he's a man of real judgment and ambition and is hard driving, highly responsible, highly disciplined. In many ways, the New York titan that Donald Trump isn't. He's actually respected in New York financial circles in a way that Donald Trump is not. And so I think that's what they point to. And yes, you know, how do you deny that he's spending a lot of money on it? But I guess the question I would ask is, do you think if Bernie Sanders had $60 billion of net worth, that some of that would be going into the Bernie Sanders for president campaign? I think it would. And I think you could say the same of any one of those candidates.
Well, at the risk of asking you to speak for the National Democrats, should it matter where the money for his ads and how much money he's spending on ads, should that be an issue?
I'm not troubled by it because I think it's part of his game. I mean, the man accomplished a lot in his lifetime, so he's got those resources to amplify his voice, and he's doing it. And I think any other candidate given the same would have done the same, but they didn't do that. They didn't accomplish what he accomplished, so they don't have the resources that he has. That alone is not going to win it for you. That's why I'm not concerned. I mean, he has to have some real chops to be able to be president of the United States. People have to be able to trust that he has the capacity to do the job. And I think that is what makes him formidable, is the record of accomplishment that he has been there in an executive way in one of the biggest cities, most important cities in the world, doing that an important job.
So. Well, it's interesting. Elvia Diaz in her column quotes Tim O'Brien, a national senior advisor to the campaign, saying, "You can buy exposure, but you can't buy an election." Sounds like kind of what you're saying, although the exposure, we have to say, certainly helps, especially for a candidate who hasn't been on the ballot, who got in the race late, who maybe outside of the East Coast, maybe not a whole ton of people know a lot about.
Right. I don't know if Joe Biden had all the money in the world if he could win a presidential election. He doesn't do very well in presidential elections. He's faltered in a number of tries. I just don't know if, you know, that is the kind of thing that could lift him, for instance. Bloomberg is an important guy right now because he brings a part of the party along, the more centrist part of the Democratic Party, gives them a choice in a race where there are less of them. So
Republicans obviously nominated and then the country elected Donald Trump 4 years ago, who we don't know exactly how much money he has. He says he has a lot of money, and his wealth was a little bit of an issue in the nominating process and during the election. But a lot of voters seem to look past that. if Michael Bloomberg gets the Democratic nomination, and we're obviously a very long way away from knowing who will be that person or if it will be Bloomberg, do you think that during a general election this continues to be an issue, or does that go away?
I think it will become an issue, a giant issue in this way. If he gets the nomination, I think there are a lot of Republicans who are serious people who care a lot about the economy and don't want a Bernie Sanders, for instance, to get his hands on the economy. But they're going to have some faith in a Mike Bloomberg who understands national, international finance, who's been in the capital of it his whole working life. And they're going to feel comfortable that he won't screw up the economy and he'll spare them the drama that comes along with the Trump White House, which is exhausting to go from crisis to crisis every single day with a president who doesn't seem to learn. He doesn't seem to ever straighten out his game so he can avoid constant crises in the White House.
So you think Bloomberg could appeal to Republican voters who like some of the president's policies, but maybe not the other stuff that comes along with
it? Right. I think there are a lot of Republicans, and I've talked to Republicans who have told me this, that they think there would be a lot of appeal there.
All right. That is Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.